Jacka News, you need to know. You need to know now.
Pretoria tomorrow reaching a high of 30, Polokwane up to 33, and Mbombela 29. In KwaZulu-Natal, the ANC is holding a second memorial for veteran politician Pravin Gordhan, who passed away last week. We've seen speakers like Mark Maharaj delivering speeches, and earlier today, former Chief Justice Raymond Zondo visited Gordhan's family home in Durban. The daughter of one of the victims of convicted serial killer and rapist Sifiso Mkhwanazi says she's relieved justice has been served for her late mother and the five other victims. Mkhwanazi admitted to shooting Nyarai Chiota before concealing her body at his father's car repair workshop in the Joburg CBD. The 21-year-old was today sentenced to life imprisonment and declared as a dangerous criminal by the High Court sitting in Palm Ridge. Masichaba Sefularo was there.
Port Chihota wailed as Judge Kasi Musa handed down the first of six life sentences against Sifiso Mkhwanazi. Before that, when reading the victim impact report for Nyarai Chihota, Judge Musa revealed that Pauline is still haunted by the image of her mother's decomposed body when she went to identify her at the mortuary. Outside court, Pauline said one of her siblings took his own life as a result of the difficulties, including depression, following their mother's death.
The third born also drank poison. We lost him 2023 because of that situation, because I couldn't give him what my mom was giving him.
Three of Mkhwanazi's victims remain unidentified. Masichaba Sifularo for Jacka FM News in Palm Ridge.
Then to Parliament, where the head of the Special Investigating Unit, Andy Motibi, said they've uncovered serious fraud, including ghost employees and the destruction of documents at PRASA. The unit was briefing Parliament on its current investigation into the PRASA space and says the issue of corruption has been or needs to be addressed.
There's quite a number of verifications that the teams will be doing, but it's an area, it's a vulnerable area in the organization where there would be, you know, fictitious employees, so to speak, you know, those who have retired, those who have resigned and so on, but sort of still kept in the system one way or another. And that either deliberate or neglectful.
Still in Parliament, the Minister of Electricity, Jose Enzo Ramukgopa, says there is a need to revise the cap on free basic electricity for the poor. Currently, the government provides free electricity of up to 50 kilowatts per month to families below the breadline. And the United Nations Security Council will meet tomorrow to discuss the deadly wave of explosions across Lebanon, targeting devices used by Hezbollah. The request was made by Algeria. So a second wave of device explosions this afternoon killed 9 people and wounded more than 300. Yesterday, pagers, mostly used by Hezbollah, exploded, killing 12 people and injuring around 2,800. Willem Els from the Institute of Security Studies responded like this.
We anticipate that they were instructed to get rid of the pagers because they were exploding, and they returned to their two-way radios as well as cellular phones. It seems that those were also rigged. They started to detonate in shops, cell phone shops, in flats, in vehicles, on motorcycles, and even at funerals.
Ending off on a lighter note, a supermoon lit up the sky across the world last night into this morning, coinciding with a rare partial lunar eclipse. It could be seen over Europe and Asia, as well as Africa, North America and South America. I'm Malina Fouchier. From me and the rest of the team, good night.
And now, 30 minutes of more music you love, non-stop,
get ready
on Jacaranda FM.